Hey, what's up, y'all? So the next topic is why I'll never get back with my exes. The reason why I'll never get back with my exes is because I just feel like when I'm done, I'm done. And I feel like I've tried all I could to like try to make the relationship work, and it just doesn't work because the other person, you know, they're not willing to compromise, then I'm out. Like, what am I hanging around for? What are we doing? Because at this point, we're just roommates. You know what I'm saying? At this point, we're just with each other just to be with each other. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the situation. And I just do not believe in wasting my time. I would never waste my time. Like, all my situations ended differently, but at the same time, it was all the same because it always came to, okay, Angel, now you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision if you're going to stay and deal with it, or are you going to leave? You know what I'm saying? And I've listened to, like, older people, you know, people that are more wiser, that's, you know, been married or in relationships a long time, and you know they give good advice, but most of the time I'm not really looking for, like, more so what to do, because I know what it is that I want to do. I understand that we all are different, so I'm really not the type of girl that is like, you know, I'm gonna listen to what somebody else tell me. No, that's definitely not it. And then I don't really put a lot of people in my business like that anyway. But sometimes it's like, if you can't talk to your significant other, it's kind of hard to, like, keep that in. Like, it's not good to keep it in. You know what I'm saying? You got to let it out. And most times, talking to yourself is not really letting it out. Sometimes you just need a listening ear. You know what I'm saying? No one that's going to judge your situation. You know, a person that's also willing to just listen to what you have to say. And, you know, they understand that, you know, you just need to listen to hear, not a person, you know, not a therapist. You know, but I've asked for advice, but again, I never really take the advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, because most of the time their advice is pretty much the advice that I've been giving myself. You know what I mean? So that's why I never take it, because it's like, well, I already know this. Sometimes you just got to hear it out of somebody else's mouth. You know how it goes. You know, and it's what it is. But I am a big communicator. I'm very big on communicating. And it's so crazy because, like, you will get with these guys and they'll tell you, like, oh, you know, I'm big on communicating too. Lying. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy because it's like, you know, I think I'm the most easiest person to get along with. I compromise like no other. You know, I try to understand you know, the person that I'm with. And it's like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Most guys been in relationships where they express their feelings and females couldn't take it. Or females would shoot them down. Or females would say this and that and the third. They homeboys would say this and that and the third. So they get to a point to where they get, you know, like, closed in. Like, so they're not, like, to them, they feel like they're communicating because it's comfortable for them. But in reality, it's not communicating. Like, they're only sharing a little information just because the last situation they were in, you know what I'm saying? It was hard for them. Like, they felt like they could express themselves. And when they did and got shot down, you know, or whatever happened, okay, it caused the man to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. And females too. Females are the same way too. Y'all know I am not a one-sided person. I am for both, male and female. And it's just like, and it's hard. It's really hard to get that person to open up, especially if you're a person that's, you know, willing to show them like, hey, you know, I'm not like everybody else. But imagine, you know, being in like hurtful situations so many times where people shoot you over so much. Especially family. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even necessarily like relationship. It's just trusting people all together, right? And this stranger comes along and like, hey, you know, you can trust me. Like, I'm not like the other people. You know how many times I don't heard that shit? Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not going to put my complete 100% trust in you. Like, I don't know who you are once you get off this phone. I don't know who you are once you leave my house. Like, I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You probably have different faces. And that's just the reality of it. And I think that's why a lot of people are choosing to remain single, because they've run into so much bullshit. So many people have told them, oh, I'm not materialistic. And then when they get with them, it's like, when you going to buy me this? When you going to buy me that? When you going to do this? And when you going to do that? They wait till they suck that person in. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now the gifts are being given, or the gifts don't come at all. And that causes like craziness. And, you know, then men feel like, oh, you just gold digging. Or women feel like, oh, you just cheat. Or, flip whatever the fuck I said around. You know what I'm saying? Because like, guys are materialistic too, and they want things from their women as well too. And women, you have some women that are given, you know what I'm saying? They've run into guys that have, you know, played with them, you know. So it all goes both ways. I hate hearing all men cheat. I hate hearing all women cheat. I hate hearing black men don't cheat. Like, you are your own individual. You control yourself. This is your path, right? This is your life. You are the author of your book. So you determine what happens in your story. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Me, I don't believe every man cheat. I don't believe every woman cheat. I am a woman and I do not cheat. Have I cheated? Of course. You know, I was young. You know, I'm not going to say trying to figure nothing out. There was nothing to figure out. I cheated. I wanted to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to talk to that man. Like, that's just honestly and truly what it was. And most guys feel like, you know, when a woman gets involved with somebody, they have feelings for them. No, I don't. I simply did it because that's just what I wanted to do, not because I wanted to be with that person. That's just what I felt at the time. You know what I'm saying? And my homegirl will be like, girl, you such a dude. I can't do it. You know, I start falling in love. I mean, after some time, if you're dealing with that person, like, if that's your main person that you're dealing with and you're just talking to other people, but, like, really and truly, that's the main person, then you're definitely going to catch feelings for that main person. A lot of guys don't look at it like that. Most guys feel like all women are emotional creatures. Like, to a certain extent, emotional, but, like, once I place you where I place you, then that's just kind of, like, where you stay. But it's, like, when you start moving different and moving funny, like, you know, it's just, it's different. Like, it's different. And just for me, it's like, no, like, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I went down a rabbit hole, didn't I, y'all? Because what the hell this got to do with me getting back with my exes? Like, this had nothing to do. Nothing to do with getting back with my ex. Like, I'm on a whole different topic. But yeah, like, in each relationship, I learned different things. You know, some for growth, some for just to be careful, you know, with telling people certain things about you. You know, like, you know, when you're in relationships and, you know, the person that you with, you want that person to be like your best friend or whatever. A lot of things just don't need to be said. I mean, certain things just don't need to be said. I don't think everything needs to be said. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, again, it depends on who you get with. Because if you're dealing with somebody that's immature like I did, just certain things just did not need to be said. Now, me going forward, like, my grown ass self, like, I want to be completely honest with my man. I want him to know, you know what I'm saying, me. Because one thing about it, like, I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing shifty about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in people's lives for, like, many years, and it was nothing shifty about it. Like, You know, of course, I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? But it's not enough to be like, okay, Angel, I don't want to deal with you no more. You know what I'm saying? It will never be that. Because then it'll be that serious. Like, I would never let a situation go to the point to where it's like, it is what it is. Now, I have had a situation where I had a friend and, like, really we kind of, like, and it was dumb how we just stopped talking. That's just pretty much what it was, like. And y'all know me. Like, I believe in life goes on. You know what I'm saying? You can wake up every day and not even think about checking on a person or, you know, think about resolving an issue. Then the friendship was never there from the beginning. Like, that's honestly how I feel. It's all about maturity. But it's also about understanding each other as well, too. You know what I mean? I just don't never see myself, and I'm saying it ain't even just for my exes, but just for like any friendships, any family shit, whatever, like just like move on. And that's just honestly how I feel. I can never really go back to an ex for real, just cause it's pretty much like, you know, you've already made your bed. So I already know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know from the head of the bed, from the foot of the bed, I already know what's going on. And I'm not climbing in that motherfucker. Like, I'm not getting in there with you. You know what I'm saying? I'll find Miss Susie Q. Ashley, Brittany, whatever. Like, I'll find somebody else to get in that bed with you. But I'm not getting in that motherfucker. Matter of fact, once she finally climbed her ass in, I'm going to leave y'all in the room and politely let myself out. And completely, like, vanish. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, there's no ex that I would ever get back with. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't. And it's like, it's so crazy because we get with these people and these people show us something that is like unbelievable, right? You get with them, you're like, I've never had this done. Or I never had him talk to me like this. Or I never got these good morning texts. Or I never got called beautiful. Or I never got, you know what I'm saying? There's some things that they do that brings you in. Then once they reel you in like a fucking fish. Like I was literally the bait. You know when you go fishing? When you go fishing and they have like, you know, they buy the bait for the fish. You know what I'm saying? They hook your little ass, hook their little ass on the end of the little needle thing and throw you out there like that. I was thrown out there. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever saw me and got a hold of me and just swallowed me up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Swallowed. Okay. That's corny, right? But for real. That is so funny, y'all. I be walking around the house. Have you ever been swallowed? Have y'all ever been swallowed up? I've been swallowed. Okay. Let me knock it off. Anyway, so yeah, for real though, y'all, like, I was played with for real, like, and it's so crazy because, like, when I meet guys and, like, we're for real homeboy, homegirl, like, of course, you know, they attracted to me, like, I can't help it, you know, but it's like, but I'm not attracted to them like that, so it's a big difference, like, I put that wall down, baby, like, no, we ain't going no further than what this already is. You know what I'm saying? And they just be like, man, like, you is so cool. Like, how? You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, then you got some people that's like, well, you know, I don't know how you are in a relationship. You know, you might be just cool as a homegirl. No, I'm literally like this even in a relationship. Like, I'm cool as fuck. I like to laugh. I like to do stupid shit, funny shit. I love to cook. I love to clean. Well, when I'm not tired, I love to clean. What I want to say, like, you know, I am a mother first. Well, God-fearing woman first, okay? Then mother first. Mother second, sorry. So, I love my kids. I enjoy my kids. I love spending time with my kids. Love having conversations with my kids. Love just making sure that my kids is good. You know, we sit down. We have talks. I love playing board games with my kids. I just love enjoying being out with my girlfriends when I do have them. And, for the most part, I am a homebody. Like, I will stay home. I will drink my wine. I will smoke my hookah. I'll watch a good movie. I'll make me something to eat. I will go to sleep. Like, that is me. You know what I'm saying? hadn't said that, my previous ex introduced me into traveling. So I actually like to travel. I'm not going to say love, only because I don't. The only fun part about it is picking out your clothes. Packing is hectic because in my mind, I know I have everything. But also in my mind, I feel like I'm forgetting something. And then I'm adding shit and ordering more shit and like wasting money on half of that shit that's in my suitcase I'm not even fucking wearing. So it's like it's crazy. But also, I don't like to, baby, I don't like to, all that going to the airport and, oh Lord, you know, you gotta take your shoes off. Like, it's crazy. Even if you have sandals on, y'all know I am a germaphobe. Like, I do not like putting my feet on the damn floor of the airport. It is so disgusting. And when I went, not knowing, because it's like my first flight, not knowing I was going to have to do that, I was ready to take a shower. I don't even care. It was the bottom of my feet. Not even go and wash my feet. I wanted to take a whole, I'm now dirty. I have bacteria everywhere over me. Like, that's literally how I was thinking, y'all. Like, it's so nasty. Like, I love to be clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told y'all in my last podcast, you know how women take like an hour and change to put all this fucking powdered makeup on their fucking faces? Like, that's how I am when it comes to taking care of my skin, like my body, like taking a shower. You know, my man will literally probably sleep by the time I get out. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably not even in the mood. I would have to start like early on, like, you know what I'm saying? So by the time he is out, like, get home, babe, I'm already, dinner's already made. Like, I have to shower after I cook. You know what I'm saying? Or shower. Well, I can shower before I cook. But, like, yeah. It just depends. Because, like, if I'm, like, really, really in the kitchen, like, really, really cooking, like, I don't like for, okay, anyway, that is another story. But I am a germaphobe. You know what I'm saying? I like to be clean at all times. I don't like dirt under my nails. I don't like food in my nails. I don't like, oh my goodness, I don't like, when y'all go to the gas pump, do y'all use hand sanitizer after? Or do y'all just like put that shit back in and just get in the car and just roll out? Like, I put it in, I get in my car, I get the hand that didn't touch it and put the shit on my hand, like hand sanitizer on my hand. And then I go back and I get it. I come back and repeat. Like, yeah, that's just what it is. But, yeah, he introduced me into traveling. Yeah, I know I'm going on that rabbit hole again. But he introduced me into, like, traveling. And that's just really what that was and true. Like, and I'm cool with that. But getting back with an ex is just not. I don't give a damn if we ended on good terms. Because I have some exes where we ended up on good terms. And, you know, we can be cool. Like, hey, how you doing? But, like, when I get a man, and, like, if you wasn't, like, no. Because, again, it just really depends. Again, I don't have any friend exes currently, okay? I don't. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But, like, back in the day, I did. Because I did on my last podcast, I did have one. But we no longer talk like that. So, it's what it is. But, yeah, y'all, I'm not getting back with no ex. That shit's dead. Like, once I'm done with you, I'm done with you. But yeah, I'm gonna end this, like, with staying on topic, okay? Yeah, I'm definitely not getting back with an ex. I think I've said that several times. And it's just not for me. It's not for me, like, at all. I'm not saying that it's anything wrong with it. It's just that any of my exes, like, I came, I saw, and I'm gone. And that's just pretty much what it is. And it's crazy because most of them were, like, so used to me staying there and being with them and not giving up on the relationship. So then it'll be like, oh, you know, we may break up for, like, a day. Like, literally, it will last a day. And you know, they'll try to act like they're coming to their senses. And maybe I know you hadn't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you thought, like, I think the thought of them can't live without me type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, am I going to be able to find another girl like Angel? You won't. You will not. And I always say that. Like, you will never find anybody like me. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, she may come close to me, but she's not me. And that's just what it is. I am very nurturing. I am very loving. I'm very caring. If treated well. I don't give headaches. I'm so chill. Like, I let a man be a man. I let him live his life. I let him go out with boys. I don't trip. Like, you know what you're not supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I would never, like, if I start off, like, really trusting you. Not start off really trusting you, but if I start off, you know, I give you the benefit of doubt. You never gave me the benefit to doubt you. Then, like, yeah, like, we're good. You know? Because I understand a man is going to be a man. I understand a female is going to be a female. You know what I'm saying? I understand that we are grown. I understand that certain things may happen. I understand that some people are just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And when you fuck up, you become an ex. Plain and simple. Because when I get with somebody and I tell them who I am and what I expect, that's just what it is. Because when you get with me, you're telling me these things. And guess what? I'm doing the things that you expect. But, you know, people fake. They only do what you expect until they feel they get you to where you're now trapped. Now you're in love. You're emotional. And the men know, like, when a woman's really, really into them, they know, like, yeah, I got her. Like, she ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And that's what dudes have gang fucked up. Me and y'all got to stop thinking that us women are not going anywhere. I don't care what Barbara did. I don't care what Cheyenne did. I don't care what nobody else did. Angel is packing her bags and moving left. Right? I'm shifting everywhere. Like, I'm not. It's what it is. Like, I will go from loving you to friend zoning you very quickly. The point, like, where I'm at now, because I feel like in my relationships, I feel like time was wasted. But I'm not upset by it, because I also had good times with my exes as well too. And then the bad times just couldn't shake. Like, we couldn't shake the bad times. Like, and I couldn't let go of the bad times and the fuck ups. You know what I'm saying? And I had to come to a decision what I was gonna do. And I hate when relationships are ending, because you kind of know when it's over, when, like, you just stop thinking about them. Now you're just literally thinking about yourself and what your next move is gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna start sleeping in separate bedrooms. You're gonna start just literally becoming a completely stranger to that person. And that's what I did. I became a complete stranger to my significant other. And I shut down. Like, shut completely down. You know, and it's very noticeable. Like, you will know. You will know. I tell any of my exes that I have gotten with, you're gonna know when I'm done. Because you're gonna feel it first, and then you're gonna see it. They'll feel it. They're like, kind of going back and forth in their head, like, maybe if I could sit down and talk with her. Maybe if I can do this. Maybe if we can start doing this. Maybe we can start doing that. And then they see it. And that's when it hurts the most. That they see that I'm no longer into them. You know? So then they start coming up with things in their mind. You must be talking to somebody else. You must be. no, in my mind, I'm single and I'm trying to figure out what my next move is because I'm no longer going to be here. So, and that's one thing about me. Like, I'm not going to talk to, if I'm living with my ex at the time, it's so uncomfortable to talk to somebody new while you're with. First of all, I like to give myself a break. Okay. Like, yeah, when I was young, you know, you talk to other people, you know, to get over whatever, but like, that shit don't do nothing. Like, I mean, I guess it did at the time, but it's like, now that I'm older, it's like, it doesn't do it, because these men ain't talking about nothing. I'm just going ahead and say, you ain't talking about nothing. That's why I ain't been single for going on 2 years. Well, no, it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. So, going on 3 of this year. Like, ain't nobody talking about nothing. And that is okay. That is okay. I don't need nobody talking about nothing, because guess what? I am focused on me, loving me, becoming a better version of myself, loving on my kids, making sure that they're good, making sure that our future is good, really figuring things out, applying God a little bit more than I have, because I definitely wasn't doing as much of that last year. I am definitely doing that this year, allowing him to be more involved in my life and my kids' life. I don't need any negative nobody coming up over here trying to ruin that for me and mine. So stay over there. Stay far over there, okay? Because I will lay hands. And I ain't playing. Yeah, no, my peace is everything. I'm going to know if you don't mean well anyway. Like, I'm going to know off rip. I'm going to watch the way you move and stuff. So, it's what it is. So, yeah. But, yes, you guys, this is the end of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed.